for any other comment. We had discussed replacement of vehicles. Dawn, it sounds like you guys had a conversation. You want to tell us?
We did. Currently, we have two ambulances that need to be replaced for the town, 2010 and 2013, both with at least 150,000 miles on them.
Yikes.
So, you know, we sat with George and spoke yesterday, and we feel the need to move forward with purchasing two new ambulances. Also, something I learned yesterday was that at the federal and state level, they change the requirements just about every year. So it's kind of hard to keep up with. So.
Yeah.
They're old and they need to be replaced. So.
And I think Patrick's goal also, he mentioned, was to get it on a five-year replacement rotation, which we've never had, and this way we can plan a little bit further ahead. All right, so for us to put these out to bid, we need a resolution. So the resolution is 29-2019. I need a motion for consideration and adoption to replace vehicles by going out to bid.
Motion.
Motion from Dawn.
Second.
Second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried, and we authorize the ambulance administrator to go out to bid for two 2019 Ford ambulances to remain consistent with its fleet. Excellent. This is an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Hunter. The town of Catskill wishes to enter into an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Hunter to provide ambulance services for emergency medical care and transportation of the sick and injured in the town of Hunter. And whereas this provision of medical services provided by Catskill will meet the town of Hunter's community need during a period of increased demand, whereas the town of Hunter agrees to the fee of $4,500, and whereas the term of this agreement shall commence from the date of June 7th to June 9th of 2019 to June 9th, 2019, otherwise known as, it's a taste of country, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
TOC.
TOC. Yeah. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby authorize the supervisor to sign the intermunicipal agreement with the town of Hunter. I need a motion or discussion, if anybody has any questions. We good? We do this every year.
Motion.
Motion from Jared.
Second.
Second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried, authorizing me to sign something.
You did. I had to do it.
That's right. That's right. Okay. And then carpet cleaning. Courtroom, foyer entrance area, holding room, everything throughout to get ready for summer, post-winter. We have $1,496. This is, we don't need to do anything with this other than to let you guys know. Okay? Everybody good?
Yeah, let's get them cleaned up.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay. And then the only other thing is that the Adirondack Park has a transportation group that talks about transportation in the park, out of the park. You and I talked about things in Tennessee that you saw for transportation. Believe it or not, they didn't have one for the Catskill Park. And they have put together a working group, and they just wanted to inform us of that, obviously because part of the town sits in the park. It's non-regulatory. It would span 9 municipalities. It's been actively pursuing the completion of the DOT's guidelines for highway facilities within the Catskill Park, which, as we all know, as you go up, is concerning. Exploring opportunities for moving visitors and residents with shuttles, assisting in the implementation of the Catskill Park wayfinding sign project. Believe it or not, there's signage that stops and starts, and, like, there's nothing for devils. What's devil's called? That's closed for the summer. I can't
Tombstone.
Remember. Tombstone. So anyway, they are reaching out to us. I'll get us placed on a meeting list, and then if there's something in there that, you know, we want to reach into or out, or if there's funding available.
Okay.
I think anything to improve the drive from Palinville up to
We talked
Tannersville.
About that last year. I think there
we
was
did.
A grant that we were going to...
We did. We came in second on the grant, I think, about 2 years ago. Then we went after the settlement money from
right.
the Volkswagen deal, and that didn't go anywhere. I mean, it really needs to be the DOT, I think, that does this, we're going to have, or DEC, to fund it. The opportunity for us to fund, to compete for the Smart Growth Grant that we talked about last week, we're going to use it to go for a comprehensive plan review. You know, it'd be nice to put it towards a shuttle request, but I don't think we can, you know, our priorities are more about getting the other stuff right. So, no money yet, but just so you're aware. Okay. That's it.
Do you want to talk about Home Depot?
Oh, Home Depot. We got our award.
Yes.
$1,485 for the Veterans Park. I talked to Eleanor this afternoon, and if we can coordinate, and I was thinking whoever's available, obviously, but Paul, you and I started out, and she said to come sometime during the day. Maybe bring Stanley, and if anybody else is available, you know, we'll let you know when we land on a time. And basically we go and we look at, she said there are benches that are already put together that would save us some money, and look at flowers. And
what day are you looking at?
Haven't said anything to her yet. So when are you?
Wednesday through Friday of next week I'm off.
Okay, that'd be great.
So if it could be done.
Yeah, I will, I'm sure she's going to say anytime. So what's best time-wise for you?
Wednesday works for me, too. We can do it Wednesday.
Okay. Wednesday the
22nd?
22nd, is it?
Mm-hmm.
22nd.
3 o'clock-ish?
3?
If we could.
Yeah, that would be better for me, too.
3 work for you?
Sure.
So I'll go back to her with 3 o'clock, and I'll confirm with everybody.
If the sun is shining that day, I'll have been doing yard work all day, so you're going
to
get
what you get. You're allowed to do work in the yard? I thought Jim does all that.
Yeah, he did.
Home Depot.
I was just saying, does he let you do any?
3 p.m., Wednesday the 22nd. And then their volunteers, once we pick out what we want, then their volunteers will provide some time, and it would be great, I'm sure, if we could show up and help, too. Yeah. Excellent. Anything else? Audience?
I have some questions and concerns about Sheepdog Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
So I live over on Heart's Content Road.
Can you tell us your name?
Sure. Laura Folio.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
A couple of questions. I've noticed that he's open on Sundays. And I know that on Sundays he's increased his hours to later in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is I have also noticed that after closing time, I still hear gunfire and everything else. Who can I contact to bring that to somebody's attention since it's being used after hours?
What hours is that?
Whenever he closes. I mean, I can still hear gunfire sometimes at 7 o'clock at night.
You can call me up, give me my card.
Okay.
This is Elliot Fishman, our code officer.
Oh, wonderful. Hi. Oh. And I also have concerns with regard to real estate value and the reselling of property. I was in contact with a real estate agent, and he was saying the fact that I live there and the fact that the range is there, if and when I ever go to sell my property, I have to put a disclosure in my contract stating that the gun range is there. And that the property value would be decreased because of the noise that you do hear. Mm-hmm. And where I live, it sounds like the firing range is right in my front yard, and it just seems like it's constant.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering what was going on with regard to the noise level as well.
I don't know if you've had any further interaction regarding the noise or not.
Well, they're back before the board to get permission to have different shooting positions and different target lengths, and there was a noise study done. town's consultant is still evaluating that and will provide us with comments that may necessitate additional testing.
Where was the noise testing done? Because nobody's been in my house or at my house to do any testing. You know, I mean, if they're in one spot, that's one thing. But if they don't take into consideration the entire area, then they're not getting the true reading.
Yeah. We can get you a copy of the report that was put out by the applicant's testing company. And there were various locations tied to previous complaints that were gotten prior to the time of the testing. I think they were on Mary's Lane and possibly Sweetwater Lane. I don't know the other locations, but it's part of the report, and I can get you a copy of that, too.
Okay.
And the governing body, as much as we are your elected officials, the governing body around this exercise is the planning board, which meets
second and fourth Tuesday.
The second and fourth Tuesday. So that's another avenue for you to express what you just expressed, but the fact that you've expressed it to Mr. Fishman, will get carried over to the planning board.
Okay.
But I think when they appear, they'll show up on the agenda, and I would urge you to make your presence and your input or communication also to the planning board would be helpful, because if they're coming up in front because of the change in a couple of the things they're asking for, that allows you an opportunity to express what you've just expressed to us.
Okay, because I was also reading in the last minutes that one of the councilmen didn't think that including the policemen, those groups and everything would not increase the amount of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I completely disagree. I mean, if you get departments in there, and I don't know how he plans on doing it,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, I can't believe that if you get an entire department in there, that the noise level is going to be the same as if you get a random person
mm-hmm.
coming and going. So I want to just say I
heard.
Thank you.
Yes, and all of this is now in a position where we are both Mr. Fishman and this is Mr. Smith, our town attorney, are in dialogue around all of this. And I hear you, and you actually sent me a letter, so you and I have already.
Yes, I know. I've spoken.
We have already communicated, and we've talked aloud. So I'm going to leave that here because there are some additional information that we have shared with you this evening. That communication came to us at 6:21 this evening, so we do not feel that it's appropriate for any of us to have any kind of a conversation because it would make more sense to read it, would be our thought. That was the communication that we received today. So we'll work through that.
I have a question about some of what was just recently said. And I need a little clarification on it, I guess is what it is. One of our group, because there's a large group of us.
Oh, I would love to get in on that group.
I was gonna introduce you all before you
She wasn't gonna get 5 feet away from
No, I was not.
You were gonna grab her before she left, I know.
One of our group contacted the New York State Association of Planning Boards. And the gal we spoke to said, here's the confusion that I've had, and maybe you'll be able to help me with this. How can you have a bunch of people, non-elected, making decisions and no one has jurisdiction over them? According to the New York State Association of Planning Boards, this board, the town board, has jurisdiction over the planning board. Otherwise, you've got six unelected people doing what they want within codes, but they're not answerable to anybody. If you have jurisdiction, that means that the town board also has the responsibility that comes with jurisdiction. And I would love to see the town board show a little muscle on that.
So I'm going to have to find
I can probably even get you in touch with the gal.
No, I understand. there's something about when that is deeded over, and I can't remember the language around that, but we'll get it for you.
It was something to do with gross negligence or something like that is the only point the town board can step in or something like that.
Yeah, I will.
Not doing a seeker, you put in a gun range in a residential area is gross negligence.
That's up to her.
All right, I'm going to...
Interpretations
I'm gonna,
that be...
Okay. In the spirit of the letter that came at 6:21 tonight, okay, I appreciate the dialogue. We will continue it. Is there anything else in the back?
I'm not aware of what you're struggling with, but I guess my name's Nancy Rivera.
Hi, Nancy.
I am trying to...
You and I talked, too.
Yes, you did. I am trying to learn a little bit
right.
about the town and how the town is organized and how it functions. And just hearing the discussion about the planning board and the town council just then was a little bit of an education for me. And that's really why I'm here, is to learn about how mm-hmm. the governance works and who are the governors. Apparently, you elected folks right here, according to this gentleman. But is that the case that you see it? I mean, how is the town structured for its governance? I'm very ignorant about
it. Right. So there's a town supervisor.
That's
an elected role differently than the village. The village has 5 elected trustees, and then when they finish their election in March, they're elected in March, not November. I'll give you some websites where you can kind of mm-hmm. walk through this. There's some great stuff in the Department of State, newyork.gov, and also the Comptroller's Office has a website, New York State Department of... What's this called? It's not the controller's office.
It's the...
But anyway, it has local government on it, and it has a wonderful pressy on all of that. But there are 4 board members. We are elected on off years, so sometimes there are 3 up, sometimes there are 2 up. Okay. The planning board and the zoning boards are appointed positions. And what I'm trying to find here is the law, the language, and it's not coming up. We have very bad wireless in this place right here tonight, but be happy to engage
Great.
With you on that, mm-hmm. okay?
And there's a 3rd board called the zoning board.
So there's the planning, the zoning, and the council.
Correct, correct. And if you go up at townofcatskillnewyork.gov, mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. That can help educate you on that.
No, I've read it. I've been
okay.
on the website.
Okay.
And I noticed tonight there's a whole crowd meeting about the jail.
That's the county.
That's the county.
The Green County.
Has nothing to do with us. Thank goodness. Nothing to do with us.
I mean,
yeah.
There has got to be.
Right. 70%. Well, there is, there's State of New York, there's Home Rule. Right? So that's why we are constituted, and this goes back to the 1700s, the village, the towns, the county, and the state. So those are basically the 4 levels of New York State. Are you from New York State?
No.
Ah, yeah. So...
I'll go for the last 50 years.
Yeah, right. But that... So how we're constituted and why... the town of Colony, for instance, is a town, but it's over 150,000 people. We are a town. We are 11,000 people. So there's a whole bunch of unique things to New York State that starts in the 1700s that's kind of still alive today, for better or worse. But let's take all of that. I owe you a couple of websites, which I'll send to you. I have your email. You people should get to know each other.
I'm sure we will.
And Nancy, thank you for taking the time to try and learn what we're doing, and we appreciate that. We have one item that we have to discuss of a legal nature that will require us to go into executive session. We have nothing else covered tonight. A pleasure always to see you, sir. Seriously, it is. And thank you for joining and asking your questions. We appreciate it.
It's a big concern.
We understand. And it's been a big concern over time. We're trying to. I would love to get to some sort of resolution here that works for all parties. That's my goal. Thank you. We're going to include Elizabeth, Mr. Fishman, and Mr. Smith. I need a motion to go into executive session.
Second. Aye.